NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Friday evening, April 24th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Armor Residential REIT, Inc., 1Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Armor Residential REIT, Inc. In 1Q26, ARR reported a net loss of $58.0 million, with improved net interest income at $70,700,000, but offset by losses on agency securities and U.S. Treasuries. Book value declined by 6.5% to $17.42 per share, impacting total economic return. Despite challenges, ARR's core earnings improved, dividend coverage increased, and liquidity remained strong. Stonegate updates coverage on Third Coast Bank Shares, Inc., 1Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Third Coast Bank Shares, Inc. For 1Q26, Third Coast reported net income of $16,399,999 and $1.03, or $1.03 basic diluted EPS, versus $17,900,000 and $1.21, $1.02 in 4Q25. The linked quarter decline was primarily driven by approximately $3,300,000 of pre-tax Keystone-related merger expense, including elevated legal professional fees and higher compensation tied to retention, sign-on, and discretionary bonuses. Even with that noise, profitability remains solid, with reported ROA of 1.08% and ROTCE of 12.23%. Excluding merger expense, management indicated ROA would have been 1.25% and diluted EPS approximately $1.02.
Mining news breaks: PowerMax Minerals, Inc. positions across key North American rare earth projects. PowerMax Minerals, Inc., a Canadian mineral exploration company, is strategically positioning itself across key North American rare earth projects. With interests in projects in Ontario, British Columbia, and Wyoming, the company's diversified portfolio reflects a strategic approach to the growing rare earth elements market. PowerMax's geographic spread offers exposure to multiple geological settings and regulatory regimes, aligning with supportive mining jurisdictions.
Tiny Gems breaks: Rail Vision Limited, integrating AI and imaging to redefine train safety systems. Rail Vision Limited is revolutionizing railway safety by merging advanced AI with imaging technology to redefine train safety systems. The company's AI-integrated sensing platforms aim to predict and prevent collisions in real time, paving the way for fully autonomous train operations. By focusing on onboard solutions, Rail Vision emphasizes the importance of safety traveling with the train itself, rather than relying on external infrastructure.
Tiny Gems breaks: LIXT Biotechnology Holdings is revolutionizing precision cancer treatment with their lead program, WellB-100. This novel small molecule compound aims to enhance chemotherapy and radiation effectiveness while reducing side effects. By focusing on improving treatment impact and minimizing risks to healthy tissue, LIXT is at the forefront of advancing oncology therapies. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
The Undrilled Basin Thesis: How Greenland Energy GLND is advancing a 2 million acre Arctic opportunity. Greenland Energy is advancing a 2 million acre Arctic opportunity in East Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. The company holds rights to up to 70% working interest across three onshore licenses and has contracted Stampede Drilling for Arctic and Habit's ADMID Arctic opportunity. With agreements in place with Halliburton, Descanet, and IPT Well Solutions, Greenland Energy is gearing up for its 2026 drilling campaign in this historically unexplored petroleum basin.
Biomed news breaks: Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. advances toward commercial deployment of AI solution. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. is making strides towards commercializing its AI solution for detecting drug and alcohol impairment in South America's college quote. Mining sector: The company recently appointed Chilean policy specialist Felipe Leighton to lead commercialization efforts, signaling a shift from technology development to field implementation. Leighton's expertise in drug policy and workplace safety aligns with MindBio's strategy of combining technical development with regulatory and industry knowledge.
Tiny Gems Breaks, SEG Media Corporation, NASDAQ, SEGG, LTRYW, launches sports.com predict platform. SEGG Media Corporation announced the launch of sports.com predict, a new platform set to debut in summer 2026. The initiative, under its subsidiary Sports Predicts Limited, aims to tap into the prediction markets sector, converting fan engagement into revenue through user-driven transaction fees. Leveraging recent acquisitions, SEG Media plans to capitalize on the growing global prediction market volumes to drive scalable growth.
Why Versus Systems VS is one to watch? Versus Systems, a technology company, is gaining attention for its platform that allows brands, teams, and content creators to integrate interactive elements into experiences. Users can participate in games and earn real-world rewards while engaging with media. The company's patented earned rewards system operates across various formats, turning passive audiences into active participants. Visit the article for more details.
Biomed News Breaks, Earth Science Tech Inc. ETST aligns with next phase of telehealth through integrated platform. Earth Science Tech ETST is strategically positioned for the next phase of telehealth with its integrated platform. The company's healthcare-related holdings, including compounding pharmaceuticals and telemedicine operations, align with the evolving digital healthcare segment. ETST's approach goes beyond standalone apps, focusing on a comprehensive care model that includes medication fulfillment and patient-facing services. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
DW Quantum QBTS to report first quarter FY 2026 financial results on May 12th. The company will release its financial results for the quarter ended March 31st, 2026, before the market opens. A conference call will be held at 8:00 a.m. Eastern Time on May 12, 2026, to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate in the call.
The hidden cost of feeling unsafe. How fear limits women's freedom. Feeling safe is crucial for women's freedom, as safety concerns can limit their daily activities, career choices, and social interactions. A recent survey by LogicMark, Inc. found that 44% of women aged 18 to 25 reported significant limitations due to safety concerns. To address this, LogicMark has introduced the Aster Safety app and Bluetooth button, providing women with continuous monitoring and quick access to help, empowering them to reclaim their mobility and independence.
Terrence Murphy's Synergy Sports Capital eyes future of private equity. Synergy Sports Capital, a sports-focused private equity firm founded by former NFL heir and entrepreneur Terrence C. Murphy Sr., has launched with a focus on acquiring and scaling high-growth sports leagues, teams, and sports-adjacent ventures. Partnering with Manifestive Design, they have developed a complete brand ecosystem to communicate their investment philosophy and long-term growth strategy to investors and partners.
SafePro Group Inc. reveals its next-gen miniature AI-powered edge compute processor of drone footage for threat detection. SafePro Group recently began the commercial rollout of Noted X, a next-gen miniaturized AI-powered edge compute processor of drone footage for threat detection. The rollout began at a U.S. Army exercise, and Nodex is scheduled to be a part of additional U.S. Army exercises throughout the second quarter of 2026. Nodex is powered by SafePro's patented SafePro object threat detection technology, enabling rapid analysis of drone imagery to identify small explosive threats. The new edition of Educutiva magazine highlights the 26 successful women of 2026. Educutiva magazine's latest edition features 26 successful women of 2026, spotlighting female leaders from IFB who excel in the financial sector. These professionals from IFB showcase excellence, innovation, and commitment in strategic positions, reflecting the growing role of women in international banking. IFB stands out for its personalized banking solutions, catering to local and international clients seeking sustainable growth in Miami's dynamic market. Tech media breaks. Data Vault AI Income deploys ADIOR platform at NFL Draft advances NILX launch. Data Vault AI Income deployed its ADIOR athlete engagement platform at the NFL Draft, showcasing its scalability and commercial viability. This move supports the upcoming launch of Data Vault NIX, targeting the collegiate NIL and global sports sponsorship market. Data Vault AI is a leader in AI experience and asset monetization in the Web 3.0 environment, offering comprehensive solutions across various industries. Hanson Orthodontics expands Invisalign availability in Wichita this spring. What? This spring? Hanson Orthodontics in Wichita, KS announces expanded Invisalign availability for adults and teens starting this spring. Founder Dr. Levi Hanson personally manages every case, ensuring continuity and quality care. The practice's Silver Plus provider status reflects expertise in clear aligner treatment, offering patients a high standard of orthodontic care. Consultations are now open for spring appointments at 881 North Tyler Road.
Mission IRR News breaks Wearable Devices Limited receives USPTO allowance for biometric gesture authentication patent. Wearable Devices announced the USPTO has allowed a continuation patent for its gesture and voice controlled interface device family, focusing on biometric gesture authentication. The technology combines gesture recognition with biological signals for secure user verification in applications like payments and access control. This strengthens Wearable Devices' IP portfolio, supporting wider adoption of its AI-powered touchless interface tech in AR/VR, enterprise, and smart environments.
Mission IR News breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals closes TELI acquisition, secures global rights to Telomere-1. Telomere Pharmaceuticals has closed its acquisition of TELI Pharmaceuticals, securing global rights to Telomere 1, Telomere Z, and consolidating ownership of the asset. The transaction includes $1 million in funding at closing and up to an additional $4 million tied to clinical development progress. The company plans to advance Telomere ZZ towards clinical trials for the treatment of advanced and metastatic triple-negative breast cancer, with potential global partnerships in the future.
Climate change puts renewables under increased pressure. Climate change is putting increased pressure on the transition from fossil fuels to renewables. The instability caused by climate change is now affecting the performance of renewables like solar, hydropower, and wind turbines. Companies like Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. are looking into leveraging electric vehicles and marine vessels as integrated energy storage systems to stabilize grids during extreme weather events.
EVs are now more affordable than ICE cars in the UK. EVs are now more affordable than ICE cars in the UK, with the average new electric car costing less than a new gas-powered equivalent, for the first time ever, according to AutoTrader. The average advertised price of a new electric vehicle is just over $57,500, compared to around $58,600 for combustion engine cars. As the infrastructure supporting electric vehicles improves, we are likely to see EV makers like Massimo Group expand their footprint in this market.
AI helps San Francisco regain top place in the tech world. San Francisco has regained its top spot in the tech world thanks to the rise of artificial intelligence. The city, once seen as declining, is now at the forefront of global innovation. With the mainstream adoption of quantum computing, companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are choosing to set up shop in the city, solidifying its position in the tech industry. Battery-grade nickel shortages cloud EV industry outlook. Battery electric vehicles face a challenge as the industry grapples with a shortage of battery-grade nickel crucial for EV batteries. Companies like Rivian Automotive Inc. may need to innovate to secure long-term supplies. Billion Dollar Club provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies aiming to reach a wide audience of investors and consumers. Investor news breaks. Octamund Bank Holdings Inc., NYSE American, XOHC, reports Q1 2026 net income of $4,700,000. Amid strong loan and deposit growth, Octamund Bank Holdings Inc., NYSE American, OOCE, reported a first quarter 2026 net income of $4.70 million, up from $3.90 million last year, driven by increased net interest income and non-interest gains. The company saw a 17.3% rise in total deposits to $1.09 billion and a 13.8% increase in gross loans to $1.09 billion, showcasing growth in its relationship-based banking model.
Guardian Exploration Inc. announces formation of advisory board and appointment of Elena Baranova. Guardian Exploration Inc. announces the formation of its advisory board and the appointment of Ms. Elena Baranova, an international strategic advisor with extensive experience in corporate finance, energy, mining, and infrastructure projects. Ms. Baranova's expertise in global markets, government negotiations, and capital structuring will be invaluable as Guardian advances its strategic initiatives. President and CEO Graydon Cowell welcomes her to the advisory board.
Network news breaks. Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt 50V0. Featured in Network News audio editorial on GPS-denied defense technology, highlighting the demand for solutions in GPS-denied environments. The editorial discusses Spark AI's Overwatch platform, which offers GPS-denied navigation and precision targeting through a software-first approach, reducing costs and accelerating deployment timelines for drones.
Investor news breaks. Sure Nanoscience Limited is moving forward with NIN enabling studies for its lead candidate GEP44. Partnering with LabCorp for a GLP toxicology and pharmacology program. These studies aim to support future phase 1 clinical trials for the GLP-1 agonist peptide targeting type 2 diabetes and obesity. The company also announced expanded investor outreach efforts, including a strategic agreement with Investor Brand Network to enhance market awareness. Biomed news breaks. Sinai Immunotherapeutics Limited announces $2,610,000 private placement and warrant inducement. Sinai Immunotherapeutics announced a $2.61 million private placement and warrant inducement agreement with investors. The sale of 5,208,333 ADSs at $0.48 per ADS, along with Series A and Series B warrants, is expected to close on April 27, 2026. The proceeds will support the expansion of their CDMO platform and investment in their immunotherapy pipeline.
Biomed news breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc. highlights partnership strategy to advance pipeline. Oncotelic Therapeutics highlighted its partnership strategy to advance its oncology and rare disease pipeline, aiming to enhance shareholder value. The company's joint venture with GMP Biotechnology led to a $249 million balance sheet increase. By pursuing additional collaborations, Oncotelic aims to efficiently develop and commercialize multiple drug candidates while leveraging its intellectual property portfolio. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission IR news breaks. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. schedules Q1 2026 earnings release and conference call. Strawberry Fields REIT has scheduled its Q1 2026 earnings release for May 8, 2026, before the market opens. A conference call and webcast will follow at 12:00 p.m. Eastern Time on the same day to discuss the results. Investors can pre-register for the call to receive dial-in details, with a live webcast and replay available on the company's website. Investor News Breaks, Planet Ventures, Inc., OTC Pink, XPNXPF, engages Global One Media for Investor Outreach Campaign. Planet Ventures, Inc., OTC Pink, PNXPF, has enlisted Global One Media Group, TPE Limited, for an investor outreach campaign. The partnership includes producing and distributing video interviews and marketing content on various digital platforms. The agreement, effective from May 1st to October 31st, 2026, involves a cash fee of $39,000. For more details, visit the company's website.
Premier Graphene and JV partner secure military contract. Premier Graphene Inc. and its joint venture partner secure their first defense contract with Mexico's Secretaría de la Defensa Nacional. The contract, awarded by FAV, includes the production of specialized military equipment. This marks a strategic entry into Mexico's military supply chain, positioning the companies for future opportunities in Latin America. Initial product delivery is expected within 10 business days.
Affordable dental implants. Smart ways to save without cutting corners. Affordable dental implants. The average cost of a single dental implant in 2026 ranges from $2,000 to $5,500 per tooth. To save money, consider options like comparing providers, free consultations, dental schools, payment plans, and dental tourism. While affordability is key, prioritize quality to avoid complications and additional costs in the long run. Trailbreaker adopts semi-annual reporting. Trailbreaker Resources Limited announces the adoption of semi-annual financial reporting, replacing quarterly reporting. This change, effective for the three-month interim period ending Q1 2026, aligns with Coordinated Blanket Order 51-933. The British Columbia Securities Commission's order allows eligible venture users to file financial reports biannually instead of quarterly. President and CEO Dithi McGeerile notes the shift will reduce administrative burdens and focus resources on exploration and shareholder value. Smart Lighting Expo and Lighting Fair conclude successfully. The third Smart Lighting Expo and the 17th Hong Kong International Lighting Fair concluded successfully, attracting 13,000 global buyers. Exhibitors showcased cutting-edge smart lighting products, with respondents optimistic about future sales prospects in markets like India and Australia. The events highlighted Hong Kong's role as a global hub for lighting products. New zones like Light Lab and Smart Display and Stage Lighting and Sound Zone enhanced sourcing effectiveness, resulting in positive trade outcomes.
USCG Bill of Sale Requirements for Vessel Transfers. Remote Notarez has expanded its services to support maritime vessel transfers, offering Virginia Commission notaries to authenticity USCG Bill of Sale documents. The document is crucial for legally transferring ownership of federally documented vessels, preventing issues like unresolved liens or title disputes. Remote Notar Easy's online platform allows buyers and sellers to complete notarization remotely, ensuring compliance with Coast Guard requirements and state regulations.
Atlas Clear Holdings signs letter of intent to acquire ARC Financial Services, Inc., together with its wholly owned subsidiary, Dawson James Securities, Inc. Atlas Clear Holdings has signed a letter of intent to acquire ARC Financial Services, Inc. and its subsidiary, Dawson James Securities, Inc. This acquisition will add investment banking and capital markets origination to Atlas Clear's platform, with an expected annual revenue of $45 million and operating net income of $5 million. The transaction will close in two steps, with Atlas Clear acquiring an initial 24.9% interest upon execution of the definitive agreement.
Hinz Carbon uses slower production process for uniform silicon infiltration. Hinz Carbon, a product of Hinz Motorsport, is utilizing a slower, precision-controlled production process to achieve a more uniform silicon infiltration for their high-grade silicon carbide structure. This approach enhances consistency, strength, and reliability under tough conditions, setting their carbon ceramic brake system apart in the market.
Charbon increases $10 million. Convertible loan first drawdown amount to $3 million. Charbon Corporation has increased the first drawdown amount of its $10 million convertible loan from Riverfork Global Opportunities PCC Limited to $3 million. The terms have been modified to include a 25% premium conversion price for subsequent drawdowns. The first drawdown will be available upon signing definitive agreements with Riverfort and DSX Venture Exchange approval.
Meditis shareholders endorse board proposals with strong support at AGM 2026. Meditis Holding AG shareholders overwhelmingly supported all board proposals at the AGM 2026. With 77.4% of total share capital represented, significant majority approvals were seen for board members and key reports. New member Yang Xu joins the Finance and Audit Committee. Chairman Marco Godola continues to lead the board. For more details, visit MedArtis' website.
Newron announces a GM 2026 results. Newron Pharmaceuticals SPA announces that its shareholders approved all motions on the agenda for the AGM 2026. George Garibaldi and Paolo Zacchi elected as new board members. The extraordinary part of the meeting did not reach the quorum for voting. Chairman Chris Martin thanks shareholders and welcomes new board members. Newron focuses on developing therapies for CNS diseases, with even Ahmad showing promise for TRS patients.
Resolutions of the 82nd Annual General Meeting of Lenzing Group. At the 82nd Annual General Meeting, Lenzing Group re-elected Dr. Astrid Scala Kumann, Magister Gerhard Schwartz, and Magister Helmut Birnkopf to the Supervisory Board. Patrick Lockenbucher remains chairman. The meeting granted discharge to the Managing Board and Supervisory Board for 2025. KPMG Austria Gimbabwe appointed as auditor for 2026. The board reported on activities, financial statements, and governance. Continuity and stability emphasized with re-elections.
Home to Go to announce first quarter 2026 financial results on 13 May 2026. CFO Sebastian Bielski will present the results in a conference call at 10:00 a.m. CEST, followed by a Q&A session. The presentation will be in English and accessible via a live audio webcast. Interested participants can register in advance for the call at ir.hometogo.de/webcast.
Investor news breaks. ACP Holdings Acquisition Corp. closes $200 million IPO and private placement. ACP Holdings Acquisition Corp. has successfully closed its $200 million IPO, consisting of 20 million units priced at $10 each. Additionally, a private placement of 485,000 units brought total funds placed in trust to approximately $201 million. The company focused on pursuing a business combination with companies valued at $750 million or more, has commenced trading on NASDAQ under ACGCU.
Investor news breaks. Why Versus Systems Inc. is one to watch. Versus Systems Inc. is making waves with its innovative technology platform that enhances audience interaction with digital and live content. By integrating interactive elements, users can engage in games and earn real-world rewards, transforming passive audiences into active participants. With a focus on gamification and audience engagement, Versus Systems is changing the way brands and content creators connect with consumers worldwide. Alternative data can give investors an edge. Battlefin's Alt Data Consensus Estimates platform delivers it. Battlefin's Alt Data Consensus Estimates platform is set to revolutionize how investors make decisions. By aggregating signals from multiple alternative data providers, investors can now access continuously updated insights beyond traditional financial reports and analyst estimates. The platform, launching on May 14th, aims to provide a clear picture of company performance and market trends, offering a competitive edge in today's complex investment landscape.
Tech Media Break's Micropolis AI Robotics expands its automation strategy through an agreement with DP World to develop a container ascending system for logistics operations. This move into maritime and industrial automation solidifies Micropolis's position in AI-driven systems and next-gen logistics solutions, tapping into high-growth markets. For more information, visit Micropolis Robotics Newsroom. Kyberd Power Solutions and Movex Innovation have joined forces to provide mobile power solutions for defense and commercial applications. This collaboration will integrate Hybrid's Spark platform with Movex Innovation's electric equipment platform, offering a flexible and transportable power solution for various industries. The partnership aims to deliver a cleaner, quieter, and more efficient alternative to traditional mobile generator systems, enhancing operational capabilities in field applications.
EV sales surge 51% in Europe in March 2026. Electric vehicle sales in Europe surged by 51% in March 2026, reflecting a significant shift in consumer preferences towards sustainable transportation. The increase in electric car sales compared to last year indicates a growing trend towards eco-friendly vehicles. This rise is expected to benefit companies like Lucid Motors, encouraging further innovation in the EV sector. Billion-dollar breaks, D-Wave Quantum Inc. to report first quarter fiscal year 2026 financial results on May 12, 2026. The company will release its financial results before market open on May 12, 2026 and host a conference call at 8:00 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate. For more information, visit DWA's Investor Relations website.
Defense news breaks. Parazero Technologies Limited expands European presence with Romania reseller agreement. Parazero Technologies has expanded its European presence by signing a reseller agreement with Romania-based Nue Cord Security. The agreement includes marketing the Defendair counter-drone system and providing training and local support. This move aims to broaden Parazero's footprint across Europe and NATO-aligned markets, with an initial demo kit purchase and planned live demonstration for Romanian defense officials at the upcoming BSDA exhibition in Bucharest.
The Undrilled Basin Thesis: How Greenland Energy Company is advancing a 2-million-acre Arctic opportunity. Greenland Energy Company is advancing a 2-million-acre Arctic opportunity in East Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. With rights to up to 70% working interest, the company aims to tap into an estimated 13 billion barrels of recoverable oil. Stampede Drilling, Halliburton, Descanet, and IPT Well Solutions are on board for the 2026 drilling campaign. This untapped basin presents a rare frontier opportunity for investors seeking technical risk and optionality.
Biomed News breaks Helus Pharma TM, CBOE, SA, HEL, adds Robert Langer, Stephen Brannan to Scientific Advisory Board. Helus Pharma TM, CBOE, HEL has appointed Dr. Robert Langer and Dr. Stephen Brannan to its scientific advisory board, enhancing its expertise in biotechnology and CNS clinical development. The additions bolster Helus Pharma's focus on evidence-based drug development for mental health conditions like major depressive disorder and generalized anxiety disorder.
Mining News Breaks Search Minerals Inc. engages SGS for CRE scoping study, appoints technical advisor. Search Minerals Inc. has engaged SGS Canada Inc. for a scoping study on its critical rare earth element district in Labrador. The company aims to optimize concentrate production and reduce acid demand for future economic studies. Additionally, Dr. David Dreisinger joins as a technical advisor to support metallurgical efforts on the Deep Fox and Foxtrot projects. Biomed News Breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. highlights preclinical immuno-oncology data at AACR 2026. Tonix Pharmaceuticals unveiled new preclinical immuno-oncology data at the AACR 2026, showcasing TNX-1700 and TNX-4700's potential in gastric cancer and as a cancer immunotherapy candidate. The findings presented at the American Association for Cancer Research annual meeting in San Diego highlighted TNX-1700's anti-inflammatory and tumor progression reduction capabilities, along with TNX-4700's promising activity targeting BTLA for potential combination with other checkpoint inhibitors.
Tech Media Breaks. Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt. 5OV0 expands Ukraine footprint with new distribution agreement. Tech Media Breaks. Spark AI Inc. expands its presence in Ukraine through a new distribution agreement with a member of the Ukrainian National Guard. The agreement will enhance the distribution of Spark AI's Overwatch platform and strengthen ties with frontline operators. This move aligns with the company's strategy to establish a broad distribution network in Ukraine, accelerating adoption and ensuring export control compliance. A IEWS BRHEAC, Silo Pharma INC, expands into AI with Q.WIS asset acquisition. Silo Pharma INC has expanded into artificial intelligence with the acquisition of assets from Q.WIAC.AI. The move aims to tap into the growing AI agent market, projected to reach $47 billion to $53 billion by 2030. Simultaneously, the company continues to advance its SPC-15 PTSD program, highlighting a dual focus on biopharmaceutical development and emerging AI-driven revenue opportunities.
Planet Ventures Inc. is making waves as a one to watch in the space and aerospace sectors. With a diversified portfolio strategy, recent investments in companies like Relativity Space and Antares showed their commitment to emerging technologies. Positioned to capitalize on the growth of the global space sector, Planet Ventures is providing shareholders with exposure to high-growth opportunities typically reserved for institutional investors. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Mining News Breaks. Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE, and last month, I am committed to rescue Over and Definition Products. 1 million plus 105, co-founder and B21. Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE, American, NYSE, American, NYSE, American, NYSE, American Use Inc. Products. Energy Fuels Inc. has scheduled a conference call for May 7th, 2026. At 9:00 a.m. Mountain Time to discuss its quarter one financial results. The call will be led by management, followed by a Q&A session. Participants can join via Rapid Connect registration, operator-assisted dial-in, or a live webcast. A replay will be available until May 14th. Premier Graphene Inc., in coordination with its joint venture partners, HGI Industrial Technologies, SAP, and Nevada Ballistic Armor Corp., along with other affiliates, secured their initial contract with Mexico's defense sector. This milestone positions the team for follow-on opportunities, opening doors to future military contracts in Mexico and Latin America. The award reflects their operational capabilities and potential as reliable suppliers for defense products, with the first delivery expected within 10 business days. In Unlock D Inc. executes binding LOI to acquire Ancient Extracts USA platform. UNLOKD Inc. has signed a binding letter of intent to acquire Ancient Extracts USA, adding revenue-generating DTC brand, proprietary formulations, experience leadership, and growth capital. The transaction, valued at approximately $490,000, includes an equity-based acquisition of Vertigenics Dilo-C. Ancient Extracts offers botanical formulations like mushroom coffee and matcha, targeting the high-growth wellness market. The deal aims to enhance UnlockD's brand scaling, margin expansion, and new product development capabilities.
Catalyst Crew Technologies app appoints Vilma Casanova as Chief Operating Officer. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. appoints Vilma Casanova as Chief Operating Officer. Ms. Casanova brings experience in financial management and client portfolio oversight. Her role will focus on supporting operational development and execution, including scaling the telehealth platform infrastructure in Venezuela. Dr. Kevin Rotten-Levy, CEO, expressed excitement about her joining the team at this crucial stage of the company's growth.
Grocer IQ Holdings announces completion of core physical AI infrastructure platform architecture. Grocer IQ Holdings announced the completion of its core physical AI infrastructure platform architecture, a crucial step as the company moves towards live deployments. This technology enables physical businesses like grocery stores to make real-time, intelligent decisions without manual processes. The platform, designed for increasing autonomy, aims to improve efficiency and decision-making in complex environments. Grocer IQ's system operates continuously in real-world conditions, bridging digital intelligence with physical operations, and includes auditability and operational control features. Generation Uranium announces filing of comprehensive 43101 report on YAF project. Generation Uranium Inc. announces the filing of a comprehensive 43101 report on the YAF project in Nunavut, Canada. The report highlights the project's potential, including historical drill holes with anomalous radiation readings and advanced targets. With a focus on modern geophysics and refining targets, the company aims to advance the project towards uranium discovery. For more information, visit generationuranium.com.
Charbonne announces the signing of a 3-year UHP oxygen supply contract with a strategic American customer, strengthening its presence in the United States. Charbonne Corporation has signed a 3-year UHP oxygen supply contract with a strategic American customer, solidifying its presence in the United States. This agreement strengthens their relationship with the UHP client, ensuring a consistent supply of UHP oxygen for critical industrial operations. CEO Dave Gagnon highlights the significance of this deal, emphasizing Charbonne's commitment to becoming a key player in UHP industrial gases in North America.
Fitzroy Minerals signs letter of intent with Pucobre SA and outlines a conceptual joint development pathway for the Buen Retiro copper project. Chile 150. Fitzroy Minerals has signed a letter of intent with Pucobre SA for the Buen Retiro copper project in Chile. The agreement outlines a joint development pathway, including Pucobre's intent to provide processing capacity at the Planta Biocobre Electrowind facility. This collaboration aims to leverage existing infrastructure and operational experience for mutual benefit.
ODIA expands AI infrastructure moat with 14th patent, supporting distributed edge data center deployments. ODIA Inc. announced today that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has approved LT350's 14th patent, enhancing the company's AI infrastructure platform. This patent strengthens LT350's canopy-based architecture, utilizing parking lot airspace for distributed AI inference data centers. With a total of 16 patents, LT350's technology addresses key constraints in AI infrastructure, setting them apart in the industry.
New insights from Margin Business reveal why Amazon Europe expansion falls short for U.S. brands. New insights from Margin Business reveal why many U.S.-based Amazon brands struggle to replicate their domestic success across Europe. The company highlights fundamental differences in customer behavior, search intent, and conversion dynamics. Amazon Europe is not a single market, but a collection of distinct regional ecosystems, each with unique customer behaviors and search patterns. Brands must adapt their strategies to each individual market to succeed in European expansion. New insights from Margin Business reveal why Amazon Europe expansion falls short for U.S. brands. New insights from Margin Business reveal why many U.S.-based Amazon brands struggle to replicate domestic success in Europe. The company highlights differences in customer behavior, search intent, and conversion dynamics across European markets. Margin Business suggests rebuilding listings, aligning keywords, and focusing on conversions to bridge the performance gap in Amazon Europe.
Intershop publishes figures for Q1 26. Intershop Communications AG reported a positive EBIT of euro 0.1 million for Q1 26, attributed to cost-cutting measures. Cloud business showed growth with incoming orders up 8% and revenues increasing by 3% to euro 5.3 million. Despite an overall revenue decrease to euro 7.9 million, the company remains optimistic for the year ahead.
Innoscripta SE. Annual general meeting approves dividend of euro 4 per share and confirms supervisory board with strong capital markets expertise. Innoscripta SE shareholders approved a dividend of euro 4 per share at the annual general meeting. The supervisory board, including experts in capital markets, finance, and corporate development, was confirmed. The board members bring valuable experience from companies like Compo Group SE and Co. KGA and Birkenstock Group. Shareholders also agreed to relocate the company's registered seat from Munich to Tutzing for improved organizational efficiency and international growth opportunities.
Stabilis SE, invitation to a web conference on Q2 FY 2026, results on May 4th, 2026. Stabilis SE invites investors and analysts to a web conference on May 4th, 2026, at 10:30 a.m. CEST to discuss its Q2 FY 2026 results. The management board will present the company's development in the second quarter. The H1 FY 2026 interim report and presentation will be available on the company's website. Further details and registration information can be found on Stabilis SE's investor relations website.
HPEC Gladstone Financial Corporation reports first quarter financial results. HPEC Gladstone Financial Corporation reported first quarter 2026 financial results, showing continued growth in core earnings, with net income reaching $14.20 million, up 16% from the previous quarter. Total loans increased by 12% to $6.40 billion, while deposits grew 9% to $6.80 billion year over year. The company's net interest margin increased to 3.26%, reflecting steady growth in interest-earning assets and lower costs on liabilities.
China maintains dominance over rare earths, but Western-aligned companies are stepping up. The recently launched Sprott Rare Earths ex-China ETF focuses exclusively on companies operating outside of China, providing exposure to the rare earth materials industry while avoiding Chinese companies. This ETF is part of Sprott's expanding suite of critical materials ETFs, offering investors a way to navigate geopolitical risks associated with Chinese production.
Beeline Holdings, BLNA, to host Q1 2026 stakeholder update call May 14th at 5 p.m. ET. CEO Nick Luza and CFO Chris Moe will lead the call, discussing the company's performance and ongoing initiatives. Beeline Holdings is a mortgage fintech company based in Providence, Rhode Island, offering a digital platform for home loans.
Grain Energy Breaks, American Fusion Inc. advances Texatron platform with expanding patent portfolio and strategic initiatives. American Fusion Inc. continues to expand its patent portfolio for the Texatron Fusion platform with around 280 filings in progress and plans for 300 more. The company is preparing for regulatory milestones, including a Q1 2026 Form 10-Q, potential Frankfurt Stock Exchange listing, and ongoing Delaware litigation defense. These initiatives aim to position AMFN for commercialization and partnerships in the energy market.
Mining news breaks: Element 29 Resources Inc. closes C$235.50 million private placement to fund Peru exploration. Element 29 Resources Inc. has closed a $35.50 million private placement to fund exploration activities in Peru. The company issued over 32 million common shares at $10 per share, with plans to advance its 2026 drilling program at the Alita Copper Moldenum Silver Project. Strategic investor Alpiana SAC and other participants are supporting Element 29's growth strategy.
Discover Precision Medicine at Functional Longevity Summit, Dallas 2026. Discover Precision Medicine at Functional Longevity Summit, Dallas 2026, hosted by Boston BioLife. The event, taking place May 15th to 17th, 2026, at the Hilton Anatole, brings together healthcare professionals to explore the latest advancements in longevity science and practice optimization. With a focus on practical implementation and revenue optimization, the summit features leading experts and innovative companies in the field of regenerative medicine.
And news breaks. Perpetuals.com Limited expands BaseShield AI into healthcare with the launch of BaseShield Clinical, aimed at identifying physicians with the highest diagnostic accuracy for specific case types. The platform applies statistical methodology from financial markets to enhance clinical decision-making. Initial deployment includes partnerships with the European Institute of Management for pilot programs and academic validation. Biomed news breaks: NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. receives positive FDA review letter supporting ketamine ANDA progress. NRx Pharmaceuticals announced a positive FDA review letter for its ketamine ANDA with minor updates requested. The company's meeting with FDA leadership aligns with accelerating treatments for severe mental illness, boosting expectations for potential approval of its preservative-free ketamine product in summer 2026. Biomed news breaks: Nutriben Inc. CEO highlights Aversa technology on Jack Neal podcast. Nutriben Inc. CEO Gareth Sheridan recently discussed the company's Aversatim abuse deterrent transdermal technology on the Jack Neal podcast, addressing the opioid crisis. Aversatim aims to reduce misuse of high-risk drugs like fentanyl, backed by a global patent portfolio. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
VPR Brands retains McAndrews, Held, and Malloy as lead patent counsel for U.S. patent number 8,205,622B2. Matthew McAndrews will head the Comprehensive Patent Commercial and Enforcement Initiative, covering FDA, PMTA-authorized ENDS products. McAndrews, Held, and Malloy is a top IP law firm with a strong track record in IP transactions, including a cumulative value exceeding $15 billion over the past 5 years. Prism MarketView spotlights 8 public companies driving the clean economy on Earth Day 2026. Prism MarketView highlights 8 public companies driving the clean economy on Earth Day 2026. These companies cover power generation, storage, electric mobility, charging, electric aviation, and environmental remediation. From Bloom Energy to Joby Aviation, these firms are making strides in advancing the clean energy sector. Learn more at prismmarketview.com.
UGI upgrades beginning next week in Dixon City. UGI utilities will start system upgrades in Dixon City on April 27th, aiming to enhance safety and reliability. The project offers an opportunity for homes and businesses to switch to natural gas. UGI Utilities, serving over 760,000 customers, remains committed to providing efficient utility services. For more details, visit UGI.com.
The Private Access Thesis, How Planet Ventures, Inc. Gained Exposure to Relativity Space's Next Phase. Planet Ventures, Inc. recently invested $125,000 in MCX GP Relativity Fund ILLC, a special purpose vehicle participating in Relativity Space, Inc.'s latest financing round. Led by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, Relativity Space is advancing the Terran R launch vehicle and exploring orbital data centers. This move adds to Planet Ventures' expanding space sector portfolio, providing exposure to private aerospace opportunities previously limited to larger investors.
The Private Access Thesis, How Planet Ventures, Inc. Gained Exposure to Relativity Space's Next Phase. Planet Ventures, Inc. recently invested $125,000 in NCX GP Relativity Fund ILLC, a special purpose vehicle participating in Relativity Space, Inc.'s latest financing round. Led by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, Relativity Space is advancing the Terran R fully reusable launch vehicle and exploring orbital data centers for AI workloads. This move adds to Planet Ventures' space sector portfolio, offering exposure to private aerospace opportunities previously limited to VC firms and corporate investors. Mission IR news breaks. SkyX Platforms Corp. expands into European hospitality market through OTT Heritage Partnership. SkyX Platforms Corp. has expanded into the European hospitality market through a partnership with OTT Heritage Hospitality. The agreement will see the deployment and marketing of smart home and building technologies across European hotel chains and real estate developments. This move is part of SKX's global expansion strategy, aiming for large-scale adoption and leveraging significant time and cost efficiencies for renovations and new builds.
Discover Precision Medicine at Functional Longevity Summit Dallas 2026. Boston BioLife will host the Functional Longevity Summit Dallas 2026 from May 15th to 17th at the Hilton Anatole, bringing together healthcare professionals to explore precision medicine, regenerative therapies, and practice optimization. The event aims to provide practical strategies for improving patient outcomes and business performance through advanced diagnostics, personalized therapies, and more. For more information, visit the full announcement.
A news breaks. Datavol AI Inc. expands IP portfolio with new patent and additional allowances. Datavol AI has expanded its intellectual property portfolio with the issuance of a new patent and two additional allowances. The company's focus on AI-driven data monetization, tokenization, and digital asset infrastructure is further strengthened. This move supports Datavault AI's commercialization efforts across various sectors and aims to drive growth in emerging data and real-world asset markets. What inheriting a house in Mississippi actually costs you, and it's not what you think. In Mississippi, inheriting a house can bring unexpected costs and complications. Homebuyer Mississippi's John Lester assists families dealing with probate issues, where legal processes can drag on, causing property deterioration and tax liabilities. Cash buyers offer not just purchases, but guidance through the complex probate system. With an average 21-day closing timeline, sellers can avoid further property damage and uncertainty, receiving a clear amount at the end of the transaction.
Why ground-up development is still the best way to build wealth in Texas real estate. Ground-up in the marketplace, nobody will always be a great to go well. Offers a unique way to compound equity multiple times before stabilizing the asset. Compared to value-add acquisitions, starting from scratch allows for greater upside potential. Culbertson emphasizes the importance of understanding variables like permitting timelines and utility availability to mitigate risks. Culbertson Holdings specializes in debt and equity placement for various investment assets, offering expertise in ground-up construction and land development.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.